all of a sudden there's like a glut of videos coming out showing innocent people beaten or tased by the police officers.
Why the air quotes?
Because they like to use phrases like unarmed. And I don't believe that simply not having a gun or a knife makes you unarmed. Number one. Number two, you know the common like sibling rivalry teasing thing that brothers and sisters do, where they come really close and they go, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you. People can be very, very good at that. That mentality. I'm an intelligent, educated guy. And I consider myself to be relatively calm-minded in situations. But I know for a fact that I know how to push buttons for certain people that can keep me perfectly in the right, legally, morally, ethically, and yet push somebody to the point where they'll do something that's not legal. Like if I really wanted to, if I was in a situation, I know for a fact that I could manipulate the situation to make the other person do something that I could have them arrested for. And I don't say that like arrogantly, like I'm smart. I say that because I've been around the block. I know I could do that. And yet, for these people that are being tased or shot or beaten by the cops, which is, you know, where the videos are coming, because the police officers are doing that, no one ever says that. No, it's like no one has the guts to come out and say, yeah, you got punched, or you got tased, or you got something. But you brought this on yourself. You did this. You provoked this situation. You manipulated this situation to get to this point where the reaction was this, and now you're going to try to claim what, that you were just an innocent victim? You didn't have anything to do with it? And I have a difficult time with that. What do you think?
I don't know.
Have you seen any of the videos? You really can't have an opinion. It's the videos that are all the hubbub. You know, they take a 10-minute situation and they show you 2 minutes worth of video in that of that situation, which has the appearance of something that it, maybe it's not. The context is gone. So what happens if the police stop you? If you're out bike riding with Sally or something and the police whoop whoop pull you over to the side of the road, what do you do?
Panic.
Why?
Probably start crying.
Why?
That's what I would do.
But why? But what should be your response? What are you gonna do?
My response should be to be like, I wasn't doing anything wrong, I think. But my response would be just like sobbing. Panic.
No, I
What did
completely
I
understand
do?
that.
What's going on?
But
I don't know what I was supposed to do. I'm not prepared for being pulled over by the
I
cops.
think that's where a good portion of the problems that we have with traffic stops going wrong is that I don't think people, maybe they don't adequately prepare their kids for it. I mean, my goal is to make sure that you never have that.
Yeah.
You will never have the police pull you over, or arrest you, or do anything. But if they do, if you are out with some friends and some friends say, "Hey, let's go over here," and it's trespassing, and Cassidy, it happened to Cassidy. Cassidy was out
Oh,
skateboarding
yeah. I
with
remember that.
Christian, and they were out in an area that they shouldn't be in, and the cops came and the cops, shine a light over on the bullhorn and said, "You two, come here. This is private property." What they should have done is gotten off their skateboards, gone over to the police where they were, and the police would have said, "Hey, dudes, it's private property. You can't be in there." "All right, sorry." And they would have kicked them off the property and they would have skated away. Instead, they got on their skateboards and they ran. And they were just two young kids. They didn't know the neighborhood as well as the police officers did. And the police officers have radios and coordination, and they caught them. And then it turns into a thing. They sit them down on the curb. They frisk them. They pull everything out of their pockets. They put it on the hood of the car. They put handcuffs on them. They call mom. Mom goes down there screaming mad. For nothing. So the answer to the question is, you listen, you obey. God pulls you over on the side of the road. You two girls on the bikes. Maybe you don't have your helmet on. Two things you could do: you could run, pedal quick, go through the neighborhoods, try to get
I'm just
away.
imagining us like rapidly biking down the street and the police officer just leisurely going right behind us. And they're like,
Helicopter on its
yeah.
way.
Everybody's just going really slowly.
The camera pans to the cop, and he's got the look on his face of
Yeah.
determination as he's driving. And the cop lights are going, and the sirens, and then it pans to you. And there's the nice Sunday stroll music. But should that ever happen, whether you're in the right or in the wrong, let's say that you make a illegal U-turn once you get your driver's license, or you run a red light or a stop sign or something. I would hope that I am teaching you that you take responsibility for your actions. You can try to cry your way out of it. "I'm so sorry, I didn't see it. I was in a hurry. I'm gonna miss curfew." That's fine. But if you ran the stop sign, you ran the stop sign. Nobody goes to jail for running a stop sign. You get a ticket, you move on. Sometimes the cops try to get a little something extra out of you. "Do I smell marijuana in the car? You've been drinking a little bit?"
No.
"No." "Well, do you mind if I search the car just to make sure? I'm pretty sure I smell marijuana." Listen, their job is to keep people safe. And here's the thing that nobody talks about. People lie. All the time.
I see that on cops.
Yeah.
When the cop pulls them over for like not having a like not like something little, and the cop they come up and they're like, "Oh yeah, just don't shake." And the cop's like, "Have you been drinking tonight?" And they're like, "No." Like, "Have you been doing drugs?" And they're like, "No." And they take them out and search them, and they have like heroin
Yeah.
needles on them,
Yeah.
and the cops are like.
So it's two parts. Number one, stay out of trouble. Follow the rules. Number two, if you happen to get pulled over or something happens, Just follow instructions. Even if you think it's crap. Pulled you over for no reason whatsoever. You could sit there and go, I didn't do a thing. You're pulling me over for prison. Or you could just get out of the car.
Don't be a Walter White.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a Walter White. You don't want to get pepper sprayed in the eyes.
That's right. That's right. I just saw a video where the kid was trying to stand on some principle. You know? Girl driver. Smart aleck punk in the back seat. You know, four kids in the car. And they immediately start mouthing off. Cop says, hey, I smell marijuana in here. How do you smell marijuana when I don't even allow marijuana in my car, officer? I don't allow marijuana in my car. There's no... You don't smell anything if I don't allow it in my car. And the other kid in the back seat, the officer saying, step out of the car, please. Over and over. Step out of the car, please. Come on, son. You need to step out of the car. And the kid just keeps saying, no one's touching me until my mom gets here. I'm 17. Nobody's touching me. I'm not doing anything until my mom gets here. So they keep pushing the subject, and he eventually gets tased and yanked out of the car, put in the handcuffs. He's screaming and screaming and screaming the whole time. I find it really difficult.
Did he have marijuana?
I don't know. It doesn't go that far, but I'd like to do some research to find out. Because he probably did.
Yeah, if he's being that, like, I'm not getting out of this car, then he probably did.
Yeah, there's probably something else going on.
Or else he would do it.
So, if you've got nothing to hide, you hide nothing. We will have lots of these kinds of conversations as you get more and more, as you get older and into, you know, more criminal activity. So.
Miss Matt said, Miss Matt always got off topic and we ended up talking about, like, law and stuff a lot.
Yeah. Who's Miss Matt?
My history teacher from last year.
Oh.
She said that if you ever get arrested,
mm-hmm.
you just say, like, I want a lawyer, and then don't talk after that, because everything that you say can be used against you. Everything you say can and will be used against mm-hmm. you in the court of law, or whatever they say.
Yeah. True.
Wise words from Miss Matt, our history teacher.
So your history teacher from seventh grade is teaching you how to...
Yeah, she said, don't say a word, just say, I want a lawyer, and don't say anything else.
Why would she be teaching that to seventh grade?
I don't remember how it came up. But I guess it's good that it came up because I remembered.
Well,
if I ever get arrested, I'll thank Miss Matt.
Oh, that's just funny.
We would always end up talking about, like, random stuff. She would get talking about, like we'd be talking about something from the history because it was world history.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, like, and we'd start talking about, like, modern day stuff about that. And we'd talk about a bunch of modern day stuff about that, and we weren't supposed to, but we'd just start talking about it.
Yeah,
I think it was interesting. I think that's why I liked her class so much.
Yeah, I think history is a subject that lends itself to those types of discussions because lots of the same themes play out. The conflict may have been 200 years ago or whenever, but the theme of that is something that comes back around. And helps us to understand it if it's in the context of modern day, what we understand today.
Yeah. We did an entire, like, project about that, about, like, modern day stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We had to, like, take one of the things that we learned from, like, a certain time period, like the Renaissance, and show it then, and then show it how in modern day, how it either was, like, reinforced or how it was, like, pushed away and totally ignored. And we had to do it based on, it was a complex thing. You had to get, like, a newspaper article, you looked through newspapers and found an article about something from, like, the Renaissance. Like, mm-hmm. I did mine. I found one about how, I don't remember where, but somewhere in Africa, people were killed if they were gay.
Mm.
Like a death sentence. And I found an article about that. So you get one of those, and then you see how it relates to something from like the Renaissance time that we were learning about. And I chose one that was, I don't remember. I think it was John Locke, and he was saying like, all
From Lost?
humans, huh?
From Lost?
No. No. John Locke, the Enlightenment thinker.
Oh.
From Lost. No. Yeah, from Lost. And yeah, he said, all humans deserve equal rights. So I drew a picture of him saying that, and I attached the article, and then you have to draw what it was, and I thought that this was pretty cool and clever of me. This is my favorite thing I did in her class. I did an American flag, and in the stripes part, I drew two guys holding hands, and then the stars part, I drew some guy going, "That's wrong. They don't deserve the same rights that that we do." And I was like,
Wow.
laying it
Stupid.
down. Ooh, on fire. I
Sometimes
got
you're
100% on that.
just. That's nice. Sometimes you're just too cool for your own
I'm always too
britches.
cool.
I have to go to bed. I didn't realize how late it was.
Oh my gosh, it's 11.
Yeah, it is. Wait, is your clock an hour off?
Yeah.
You didn't set it for your daylight savings, I guess.
I did not.
I was just gonna say something completely random, and
What?
well, I look over and there's like a wet wipe over there, something behind the
Yeah.
water bottle.
Yeah, I
See
see
it?
it. Yeah.
And I was just gonna say I went to Dollar Tree and I bought some wet wipes, and I bought a different kind of wet wipe because it contained 10 more for a dollar than the ones I normally get. I keep wet wipes in my truck. And they suck. They like
That is
they
random.
like they're stretchy and they're like cottony, so like if I wipe my face in my beard, like the little pieces of cotton from the wet wipe all like stick in my beard, and then I have these little frilly things like in my mouth and in my lips. It's just a pain in the neck. So apparently let's go to bed.
Quality, not quantity.
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna go back to the 60s. I'm gonna and yet here they are. It's a Dollar Tree item, which means I got it for a dollar. And yet in my head I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I can't waste them. I can't throw them out.
It's a dollar. I mean, you're not losing much.
Know,
You're not losing much money on
but I
this
hate them.
product. Then
I hate
throw them
them.
out if they're that bad.
I would write the company and tell them how much I hate them. They would probably just write me back and go, "Dude, it's a dollar. What do you want?"
Probably
But the other ones I
send
get
you a
for a
dollar.
dollar aren't sucky like this. Right.
Thank God for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. Let Daddy have a good day at work. We really kind of always talk. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
Smoke truck. You're gonna do the rest of this room?